I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Proposition 36. So it repeals Prop 47. So to fix Proposition 47, which we approved 10 years ago, and in that we changed some felonies to misdemeanors, and lots of people like to blame Proposition 47 for everything. Some things are as a result of Proposition 47, but I promise you that simply repealing Prop 47 does not mean that there are rainbows and butterflies everywhere. So here's the problem with repealing Proposition 47. We can't just do that in a vacuum to say we're going to repeal it. These initiatives, Prop 36 in particular, actually propose really specific things. So even if you agree in theory that Proposition 47 is responsible for every bad thing, or you just want to repeal it, replacing it with something else has consequences too. So Proposition 36 says allow felony charges and increases sentences for certain drug and theft crimes. So here's what it does. Classify certain drug offenses as treatment mandated felonies, drug charges, increases penalties for certain drug crimes by increasing sentence lengths and level of crime. And then it requires the court to warn individuals convicted of distributing illegal drugs of future potential criminal liability if they distribute deadly drugs like fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and meth, and increases sentences for theft based on the value of the property stolen. So all of those things. If you vote yes, you're voting yes on all of those things. The fiscal impact, obviously, it's going to increase if we incarcerate more people, and if we incarcerate them for longer, it will take, you know, tens of millions of dollars to hundreds of millions of dollars. It depends on what those prosecutions are. We could also see local criminal justice costs increase in tens of millions of dollars annually. And some of that is because some portions of this are unfunded mandates. So there were a number of Repeal 47 ideas circulating around. This is the one that made it to the ballot. So this is the only one the voters get to vote on. The Republican Party of California supports this. Major corporations like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart support this. And then the others, just a really long list of law enforcement. So district attorneys, police chiefs, state sheriff support it, say that Proposition 47 was a disaster, that we need to replace it. The people who oppose it are saying that, you know, there's another way to do this. Prop 36 actually causes more problems and goes back to really tough on crime measures that don't actually solve problems. Takes us back, Gavin Newsom says, it takes us back to the 1980s, mass incarceration, and it promotes a promise that can't be delivered. So it is true that, you know, there are 22 counties out of 58 counties in the state that don't have residential treatment facilities. So if you're going to mandate drug treatment and not pay for it, that means that local counties are going to have to figure out where they're getting the money for that. It is an unfunded mandate. So California Democratic Party is against this. The ACLU of Northern California is against this. Disability Rights California. But the spending is overwhelmingly on the support side, almost $9 million to pass this, and only $195,000 against it. So it's, you know, possible that it will pass based on people really not liking Proposition 47. The state legislature has also done some things. They can't undo Proposition 47 without another initiative. However, they have done some things that could mitigate some of the theft and shoplifting issues and those sorts of things. And so we shall see what happens with that. But we may pass this before we get a chance to see the consequences and effects of the legislation that has just recently been signed into law for this legislative session.